On the other side of the country, a military jury has found a Washington State National Guardsman guilty of attempting to aid al-Qaeda. The jury recommended a life sentence without parole. Austin Jenkins reports from Olympia, Washington.
Specialist Ryan G. Anderson, a 27-year-old tank crew member and Muslim convert, was found guilty on all charges of attempting to pass information to the al-Qaeda terrorist network about military equipment vulnerabilities and ways to kill U.S. soldiers. Anderson was caught earlier this year in an Army intelligence sting operation. Prosecutors introduced dozens of email and cell phone text messages, as well as an hour-long videotape of Anderson meeting with undercover agents posing as al-Qaeda members. Defense lawyers argued that Anderson suffers from mental disorders and did not possess criminal intent. They also suggested Anderson was the victim of government entrapment. It took the 9-person jury nearly 5 hours to reach its guilty verdict. The proceedings at the Fort Lewis Army Base near Tacoma, Washington, took place under tight security and strict media rules prohibiting interviews with the participants. But Michael Noon, a law professor at Catholic University in Washington, D.C., and a former military lawyer, says considering the evidence, he's surprised the defense went to trial.
I just don't understand why he pleaded not guilty and made the government hammer every nail into the coffin that they had available to ensure that the jury believed that he was guilty.
As is standard in the military justice system, the sentencing phase began immediately following the verdict. Witnesses for the prosecution testified that Anderson's actions had hurt morale and shaken trust within his unit. The defense introduced Specialist Anderson's parents, who said their son had dreamed of a military career since he was a little boy, but had always struggled in school, socially, and athletically. Specialist Anderson also took the stand. At times, in tears, he said the stress of preparing to deploy to Iraq and a fear of dying drove him to commit the acts of betrayal. In sentencing Anderson, law professor Noon thinks the jury was more concerned about punishing the crime at hand than deterring similar crimes in the future.
I don't think the jury is concerned that there are a number of other converted Muslims out there in the U.S. Army who are also thinking about revealing the vulnerabilities of American weapons systems. So in the immediate sense, the deterrent consideration, I wouldn't think, would be a strong one in terms of the punishment.
The jury's sentence must now be affirmed by Anderson's base commander. The entire case will also undergo an automatic review by a court of criminal appeals. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.
And in California, a military jury has convicted a Marine reservist of abusing prisoners and dereliction of duty. Sergeant Gary Pittman was charged of abusing Iraqi prisoners in a makeshift prison called Camp Whitehorse. He was acquitted, though, of the most serious charge, beating an Iraqi man whose body was later found in a dusty yard. Pittman was one of the few witnesses at the trial who testified that he saw no abuse at that prison.